A 13-year-old boy walks through a trade show in 1965, utterly bored by room-sized computers that seem like expensive paperweights. 16 years later, even an Apple II fails to spark his imagination until he plugs it into a phone line. That single act of connection transforms everything. Suddenly, the universe floods through that humble phone jack, and the future becomes visible. This is how technological revolutions actually happen, not through isolated inventions, but through connections that unlock possibilities we never imagined we needed. Today, we stand at a similar inflection point, where the forces reshaping our world feel both exhilarating and terrifying. The question isn't whether these changes will happen, they're already underway, but whether we'll embrace them with eyes wide open or resist until we're swept along anyway. Your smartphone isn't a thing anymore. It's a process. The app you mastered last month has already morphed into something different through invisible updates. This perpetual transformation isn't a bug. It's the defining feature of our age. We've shifted from a world of fixed products to fluid processes, from nouns to verbs, from being to becoming. We're all permanent beginners now. Most technologies dominating 30 years from now haven't been invented yet. This creates technological discontent. We keep inventing things that generate longings we never knew we had. A decade ago, constant internet connectivity seemed absurd. Today, a dying phone battery triggers genuine anxiety. But this discontent drives progress. Unlike animals content with survival, humans create new itches to scratch. We're not heading toward utopia or dystopia, but protopia, perpetual becoming, where tiny daily improvements accumulate into civilization. Artificial intelligence won't arrive as a single super intelligent entity, but as a utility, cheap, reliable, embedded everywhere. Like electricity a century ago, it'll become invisible infrastructure. The first genuine AI won't emerge from a standalone supercomputer, but from the planetary network of billions of connected devices. Google's DeepMind exemplifies this, teaching machines not just to perform tasks, but to learn how to learn. Researchers taught it to teach itself video games, progressing from random play to superhuman mastery within hours. Soon, we'll plug into the intelligence grid for cognitive power as easily as we access electrical outlets today. Nearly everything we use will become smarter through infused intelligence. As robots take over warehouses, fruit picking, and long-haul trucking, while AI moves into translation, medicine, and legal research, we're at the inflection point of job displacement. By century's end, automation will replace 70% of today's occupations. But this isn't a race against machines, it's a race with them. The highest earning professions of 2050 will depend on automations not yet invented. When robots handle basic needs, we're free to pursue roles like musicians, mathematicians, and yoga masters. Eventually, machines will do these too, prompting us to dream up entirely new pursuits. Our perpetual job will be creating jobs for robots, a task that will never be finished. The internet functions as the world's largest copy machine, making copies super abundant and free, thus worthless. Value shifts to what cannot be copied: immediacy, personalization, authenticity, patronage, and discoverability. The internet functions as the world's largest copy machine, making copies super abundant and free, thus worthless. Value shifts to what cannot be copied: immediacy, personalization, authenticity, patronage, and discoverability. Books are transforming from fixed objects to fluid experiences. Traditional books embody four fixities: unchanging pages, identical editions, durable physical form, and completion. Digital books counter with four fluidities: adaptable pages, personalized editions, cloud storage with instant delivery, and continuous improvement. Soon, we'll access a cloud containing all media broken into components, songs as individual tracks, movies offering alternative views. Value has shifted from owning copies to participating in flows. We're evolving from people of the book to people of the screen. 500 years ago, Gutenberg's press made text the engine of cultural change. Today, over 5 billion screens illuminate our lives, signaling another transformation. Screen culture is fast, liquid, and participatory. Truth isn't delivered by authorities, but constructed in real time by audiences. Despite fears, screens haven't destroyed literacy, but launched an epidemic of writing. Reading time has nearly tripled since 1980. Citizens compose 80 million blog posts daily. Young people write 500 million text messages. This is screening, a visual activity merging words with moving images. Books are evolving from static artifacts into dynamic processes, continuous flows of thinking, writing, and sharing. Reading is becoming social through screens, where we share reactions and notes in real time. Soon, we'll link passages between books, connect words to dictionaries, or scenes to movies. The dream of a universal library, dating back to Alexandria, is now within reach. All human creative output could fit on 50 petabyte hard drives, eventually on a phone. Through linking and tagging, this becomes a single networked literature where ideas connect across texts. Within 30 years, semi-transparent eyeglasses will overlay information on everything we see, enabling us to read objects and places, not just text. The digital economy is shifting from ownership to access. Companies like Uber, Airbnb, and Netflix dominate without owning traditional assets. Accessing provides ownership benefits without the disadvantages: no maintenance, storage, or repairs. Advanced technology creates an infinite, magical rental store where people summon goods instantly. Digital technology accelerates this by replacing atoms with weightless bits. Better design and connectivity deliver more benefits with less material. Access delivers instant gratification through real-time services. Uber disrupted transportation by automatically detecting location, handling payment, and offering cheaper shared rides, spawning thousands of on-demand startups. Platforms have emerged as a third way to organize work beyond traditional firms and marketplaces. Today's wealthiest organizations, Apple, Microsoft, Google, Facebook, Uber, Alibaba, are platforms enabling ecosystems of interdependent products and services. Clouds create ownership ambiguity, where shared documents feel simultaneously original to each collaborator, distributing authenticity and making things feel collective rather than personal. We're drowning in abundance. 8 million new songs, 2 million books, 16,000 films, 30 billion blog posts, 182 billion tweets, and 400,000 new products annually. Navigating this requires powerful filters. Recommendation engines power a third of Amazon sales. Netflix invests $150 million perfecting recommendations. However, receiving only what you already like creates a dangerous filter bubble, trapping you at lower peaks while ignoring potentially superior alternatives. An ideal filtering system needs three components: recommendations based on your preferences, exposure to friends' interests, and occasional suggestions for things you might grow to like. Currently, platforms filter without transparency. Facebook curates your feed by undisclosed criteria, likely maximizing engagement over happiness. Google processes 35 billion emails daily and filters 60 trillion pages about 2 million times per minute. Future filtering will be more transparent, personalized, and aligned with genuine interests. We're living through humanity's first connection into one vast organism, wiring regions, processes, people, and sensors into unprecedented complexity. This planetary layer combines human intelligence with machine behavior and nature's intelligence into the Hollows, a global mind awakening. Rather than super intelligent AI leaving humans behind, we're entering a soft singularity where AI, robots, and emerging technologies converge with humanity into complex interdependence. This global matrix isn't just an artifact, but a process, a standing wave generating new arrangements of needs and desires. Humans ask the internet 2 trillion questions yearly. Paradoxically, abundant answers generate more questions. As AI makes answers cheap, questions become valuable. Good questions don't seek correct answers. They create new thinking territories, challenge assumptions, and generate other good questions.